It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin.
If you listen to this podcast regularly, you'll hear a lot of people talking drivel. Not dribble. Somebody messaged us, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, mm-hmm. Well, hopefully not boys and girls, it's an adult show. The one thing I am a stickler for.
The stickler?
A stickler.
Where's that word come from?
I don't know. I don't care. The one thing I'm a stickler for is bad grammar, punctuation and speech. And I'm regularly known within my circles. Thankfully, I hang around with very well educated. I don't like uneducated people.
Wait, who are you hanging around with?
No, most of my circle. The circle, yeah?
Yeah.
My golden circle, yeah, is mainly made up of well-educated people with tertiary educations.
So what are you doing there?
Now, you don't have a tertiary education.
But you hang around with me.
I don't tell people that. Nobody even knows I know you.
But you're here on the podcast with me every day.
I tell them you're AI. You're literally AI.
AI Kennedy.
AI Kennedy. I love that name. You're literally... Anyway, my circle of friends is very... they're very well-educated. Tertiary educated, that means third level.
I know what tertiary means.
They'd be very educated, middle to upper class people. So their speech is...
So what are you doing hanging around with them?
So their speech, shut up. So their speech is generally quite good. But as you know, when I hang around with people of lower classes...
You're talking an awful lot of dribble.
Yes, when I hang around with people who are poorly educated, yeah?
Yeah.
Of the lower class. I like to correct people when they say words wrong. And earlier on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're never going to get the bastion of...
the bastion?
Yeah, I'm using big words today.
Gee, why did you Google that?
No, I had a dictionary at the weekend. That's how bad my wife's cooking is. I prefer to eat a dictionary. Now, Facebook is never the bastion of education, yeah?
No, that's not the correct use of that word. Yes, a bastion is a strong defence or a fortified place.
Yeah, let's just say Facebook is never the bastion of academia. So you're not going to get much academia on Facebook.
You won't get any on this podcast either.
Absolutely. Oh, I try and bring a bit of academia to this podcast.
It doesn't work because you sound like an uneducated fool.
No, I am actually I bring the intelligence to the debate.
You get your news and information online.
Gripped. There's nothing wrong with Gripped. Hey, lads. One of my favourite... What?
What?
Gripped is one of my favourite news sources.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're not bought by the government like we are. No brown envelopes in Gripped.
No. You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I like correcting people. And earlier on our Facebook
page... Yes, we got that. Somebody said dribble.
Somebody said you talk an awful amount of dribble. Now, having been out with Adrian Kennedy, where he's had one too many, he does dribble.
I do indeed, yes. I'm the first to admit that.
I actually dribbled on a woman before.
What?
I dribbled on a woman before.
Well, that's your own business. You don't have to share it with us.
What? No, a very well-known woman.
You dribbled on a very well-known woman.
That'd be a great headline in the newspaper, wouldn't it? Gripped, do a story on that.
So hang on. You dribbled over whom?
Just in case Gripped are listening. Gripped, here's the headline I have it for you. Boss, paid for MSN member. That's me.
Mainstream media.
Government shill, Jeremy, dribbled on a now deceased famous woman.
So who was the famous woman?
I can't say.
If she's now deceased, then it doesn't matter. You can't libel the dead.
No, but it wouldn't be liable to say. She's not going to sue me to say I dribbled on her. So,
under what circumstances did you dribble on this deceased individual?
I'll tell you that story in a second, okay? But first of all, the word is not dribble, okay? Somebody doesn't talk...
No, what you did on that woman is dribble.
Oh, that was dribble. No, but when someone is talking rubbish, it's drivel. D-R-I-V-L.
Don't even know how to spell it.
But I'm the bastion of academia.
You're the bastion of nothing.
Of academia.
You're the bastion of nothing.
Oh.
Spell it.
Jeez, my teachers in Clongowes would be so upset if they listened to this podcast.
You never even get inside the gate of Clongowes.
What?
You're like, what's his name, Enoch Burke, standing outside the gate. You were never let into Clongowes.
Oh, I was. I think you find I was one of the high achievers in Clongowes.
You weren't. You stood outside the gate.
Is Clongowes a proddy school?
I think it actually is.
Sounds proddy. Then I didn't go there.
Anyway, spell drivel.
That doesn't matter. It's not a spelling contest.
It is. I have a major issue with people who can't spell properly. So come on, tell me how to spell drivel. It's too late now. It's too late now. You can't Google it.
D-R-I-V-E-L. I thought it was D-R-I-V-L-E. There you go. Anyway, the difference is you talk drivel and you dribble out of your mouth.
That's exactly right. So
I was at the Borgosh Energy Theatre a couple of years ago.
Dribbling.
and I was very tired.
Okay.
And I was going to see a show, which I didn't want to go to see, but my wife wanted to go to see it. It was Tchaikovsky's ballet, Swan Lake.
Okay, yeah, very good, yeah.
You know, the sugar plums and all that?
Yeah.
They're all going around with their hands up. And
boring.
What? That's not my fault you're not married to a woman of educated means.
But you found it boring.
I don't...
Because I'm about to tell the story. So you're at a ballet. It's as boring as fuck, and you dozed off.
I thought it would be good because it's called Swan Lake. So
that's shite.
To be swans and lakes.
Boring.
No swans, no lakes.
No.
There literally is no swan in Swan Lake.
Yeah.
And there's no lake.
No.
So there's all these lads dancing. You can see their mickeys.
Yeah, I know. Big bulges.
You can see their mickeys. Like, that's obviously where my wife wanted to go. She hadn't seen a big mickey in years.
Yeah,
since Wham were in the charts. Anyway, I was sat next to a woman of renowned means.
What's her name?
She's not
around anymore.
Oh, the papers will pick up on it.
No, they won't. Oh, nobody's interested in you.
I just
wanted to hear who you dribbled over.
It'd be ungripped. Yeah. And I fell asleep halfway through Swan Lake.
And don't tell me you fell onto her shoulder, did you?
And yes. And when I sleep, I either sleep to the left or to the right.
Yeah? Okay, yeah.
And I slept to the left. And when I'm asleep, I'm in such a relaxed state that two things happen to me. I get an erection.
Okay.
It's called an involuntary erection.
Okay.
So I've no control over it. I get erections in my sleep. Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's okay, yeah.
I know you haven't seen one since...
Go on.
...the 80s. And I also dribble because my mouth... You know, like Barney in The Simpsons. Hey, Homer! You know him?
Yeah.
So my mouth goes like that. Like I'm having a stroke.
So some poor now deceased individual...
She's not dead because of my dribble. Oh, God, I better look up and see if she is. Like, don't look at her name for a second. I don't want you to shout it out.
Oh, come on, I have to know. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think she is, yeah. She is deceased.
Oh, she is deceased. Yeah, but I don't want to say, I'm not saying anything bad about her.
No, I know. But
because her family, lovely family.
Lovely family.
Lovely family. Now, let's not make... We don't need to make...
Ah, there is.
Who needs names?
I need names.
You know the name. I just typed the name.
Ah, but you can't keep it secret from our listeners.
Anyway,
we owe them the truth.
Anyway, during Swan Lake, I think it was the second movement. Isn't that what it's called? Movements.
Second movement?
That's what
movement
they're not called.
You do on the jacks.
No, they're not called acts. They're called movements. It was the second movement in D minor. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm winging this, okay? I fell asleep partially on this woman's
shoulder, and you dribbled on her.
Who, by the way, smelled lovely, I have to say. She had a lovely aroma off her. Very nice smell off her. And then music kicked in. The Nutcracker Suite, is that what it's called?
That's a different thing altogether.
Was that a different ballet?
Yeah.
What's the music out of the Swan Lake? I can't even remember. Do, 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 do.
Anyway, this poor woman who's now deceased, you dribbled on her shoulder. That's the bottom line.
And I woke up to the sound of the orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, you know what it was? It was your man with his big organ.
Yeah, okay, Grant. Woke you up.
And I woke up and I realised I dribbled all down her shoulder.
Oh my God,
and
almighty.
Such a lady this woman was. Such a lady that she said nothing about it. Now, I know she knew about it.
Well, obviously she could feel the dribbling down there.
There was a lot of discharge. And when I was standing, beside her, you know the way you go out at halftime for the... Well, you don't go to the bar halftime when you're at a show.
Oh, I do.
You don't drink at halftime.
Oh, no, I do.
Oh. And I
have it pre-ordered.
And I was... Don't do that.
Why?
Someone could spit in it.
No, they don't, no.
And I was standing behind her when she was ordering the drinks and you could see the drool on her shoulder.
Was she with her husband?
No, her husband had passed away some years previously.
And she's now passed away since.
Yeah, she has. God rest her.
And,
lovely woman.
Lovely woman, and you dribbled on her. That's awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
My point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the word is...
Drivel.
And the other word for something that...
Comes out of your gob.
Comes out of your gob.
On top of a woman who's now deceased.
Yep.
Is dribble.
And I just want to say Kay.
She was never known as Kay. She was never known... You can shorten her name down to Kay, but she was never known as Kay.
She was with me. Yeah. I bought her a drink that night.
What?
I bought her a drink that night.
You had to.
No, I said, Kay, I'm very sorry
for... No, she was never known as Kay. You're mixing her up with Gay.
Oh, she wasn't gay.
No, you're mixing...
The woman was... No, the woman was as straight as an arrow. It's a lovely woman.
But her name begins with the letter K, and she was married to Gay. Yeah, that'll tell everybody who it was.
Anyway, I apologised to her profusely. I bought her a drink. Yeah?
Yeah.
Which I believe was... Or did she drink... It could have been a Kahlua. Is Kahlua a drink?
Yeah.
Because I remember it was my first time ever having Kahlua. Beautiful drink. Back in the days when I drank.
That was only last week.
Huh?
Anyway, Kay, who was married to Gay, our apologies to the whole family for that incident involving Jeremy's drivel.
Jeremy's dribble. Well, God rest her, though. Oh God, people are guessing now. You see, that's your fucking problem. You know, like, what? You have to annoy me now. You're not scant with clues.
Scant?
You literally...
Kay was married to Gay, which was never known as
you
Kay.
You leave too much bread on the trail.
I wanted to let everybody know it was Kathleen Watkins' shoulder that you dribbled on.
Too many crumbs. You left too many crumbs.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Now Dan, who used to say that? Oh, your man, oh yeah, sorry.
Jimmy, why are you doing Jimmy Savile impression?
Jesus, I didn't realise that, yeah.
Now Dan.
I forgot it was him, yeah.
Got a call.
Take it back.
Got a call from a mother from Leeds. They're all from Leeds.
Well, he's from Leeds.
Oh, is he from Leeds? Yeah. I couldn't even point out Leeds on a map.
Could you not?
If you gave me a map now.
You could not point out Leeds, but you are an uneducated fool.
Who carries a map of England around? I couldn't point out Leeds. It's one of those places I have... It could be north, south, east, or... Well, obviously, it's either north, south, east, or west. It's a stupid thing to say. I couldn't tell
you.
Well,
it's actually...
But don't tell me.
It's actually not north.
Okay, hang on. Leeds.
It's not south.
I would say, judging by your man Pedo's accent, yeah?
Yeah.
Now then. That's all he
said. That's all he said, yeah.
And what did he used to call his mother? The Duchess. I went to the Duchess for dinner today.
Where's Leeds?
I'm going to say Midlands. I'm going to say near Birmingham.
Further north than Birmingham.
Away. That's 5 minutes of my life.
But it is kind of central England, yeah.
The Midlands, you prick.
No.
Central Midland is the Midlands.
No, it's up further north.
So above Birmingham.
Above Birmingham, yeah. A fair bit above Birmingham, yeah. How come you don't know where... You've obviously never been to Leeds.
Why would I want to go to Leeds?
That's a great city.
Is it? What goes on in Leeds?
What?
What goes on in Leeds?
Ah, it's just a great spot.
Really?
Yeah, great buzz. Yeah. There's Leeds there, right in the middle of England, look.
Now, my wife studied in the UK, as you know. Well, no, you didn't know that.
I didn't know that,
no. It's never come up in conversation.
No.
My wife studied...
What's she doing with you?
What is the fact that she studied in the UK?
How did it all go so wrong for her? UK...
Do you not think that shit keeps her awake at night?
I'd say it does.
Do you not think when she goes to bed... excuse me, she'll choke me, you're making me upset now. My wife doesn't want to be with me.
Like, everything was going great, she's studying in the UK, and then she ends up... With you.
But she studied in a city that I couldn't point out on them. Like, close down the map because I want to see if you know where it is. Either.
Yeah, go on.
So my wife, who, by the way, has letters after her name.
Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
Letters. What letters have you got after your name?
Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y.
Oh, your mugshot when you were arrested.
Did go on, anyway.
She studied in a city called... Yeah, close the map down. She studied in a city called Sunderland.
Sunderland, okay. I'll zoom right in on Sunderland. Watch. There it is, just there. There it is, right there, Sunderland.
Oh, it's on the coast.
It's just below Newcastle.
If you put a gun to my head, well, why would you do that?
Why would I do that?
Where's Sunderland?
It's right below Newcastle. Look, there it is there.
Yes, because she said they all had...
Geordie accents.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right beside Newcastle. You fool of a man.
Never knew that.
Uneducated. And God love your poor wife. You were the best she could do.
Actually, I'm not... Can I talk about... Have we much time?
No, we don't have time.
Can I just mention this?
What?
Oh, because it's a good follow-on. Yeah.
What?
It's good. She's not talking to me at the moment.
Again?
Yeah.
Jeez, we did a whole podcast last week about her not talking to you.
Here's another one. I have to ask all of you a question. I'm going to ask you a question as well, Adrian.
Okay, go on.
Have you ever sipped from your wife's cup?
Have I ever sipped from my wife's cup? Is this a sexual question?
No, it's a yes, no. It's a yes, no.
Have I ever supped from my wife's cup? She doesn't actually have her own cup, per se.
Okay, have you...
Maybe a set of cups.
Have you ever sipped from her chalice?
She doesn't have a chalice, per se.
Come on.
What are you getting at?
So, we were at the cinema the other night.
As you do, yeah.
As you do. And I went to see a movie, and we got the big gulp drinks, you know, the two...
Huge. They're too big.
You have to... No, go big or go home.
They're too big.
No, shut up.
No,
I go big.
That's gluttony.
Oh, I'm a glutton.
Yeah.
I'm a glutton.
That is gluttony.
Anyway, I got the big gulp, yeah, and I drank it all because it was really... By the way, don't put butter on your popcorn. It makes you very thirsty, doesn't it?
I don't know, does it?
Do you not get butter on your popcorn?
I didn't think anywhere did butter anymore.
Oh, name the cinema.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, you sure?
Name names. Where's doing butter on popcorn?
Hang on. Don't say which cinema it is, because then people know where I live. I'll be getting threats and stuff. The Odeon Slorgan. Oh, there, I just said it. That's my local cinema.
Right. And they do popcorn.
They do the butter on the popcorn.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Now, my wife, who's a medical professional.
Correct, yes.
Said something that put me off it. It's not butter.
Oh, what is it?
I can't say. The butter on butter popcorn.
In generic cinemas.
See, we've named the cinema now.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to be barred from... That's another cinema I'm going to be barred from.
So what? If it's not butter, what is it?
You have 2 seconds, Google it. Anyway. we were at the cinema and we both had drinks. And my drink ran out first because I was thirsty because of...
You absolute glutton. A big gulp and it was all gone.
Glutton's my middle name, yeah. So...
Oh!
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Stop going down rabbit holes. Wait! Park that for a second, okay?
Look at the name of it!
You don't want to think of the name because I love me butter on me popcorn. Can't have... But it's not butter. We'll come back to that. Why, did people actually think it was Dairy Gold?
I always thought it was. Just melted, yeah.
Anyway, I finished my drink first. And my wife, because she doesn't have as big an appetite as me. Maybe sexual appetite.
Okay, go on.
So, I was thirsty. And I said to my wife during the movie, yes. Actually, it was still during the trailers. I literally finished it before. Do you?
You are an absolute glutton. I just see you there.
I am a beast.
So in you go into the cinema.
I am. Let's hear the sound effects of you in the cinema. Yep.
You're a savage of a man.
I am a beast.
You're an absolute animal. So you ate everything and drank everything before the movie started.
Yeah.
And you asked your wife, could you drink out of her cup?
No, I didn't. I said, I'm thirsty. I'm going back out to the foyer.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's called. I'm going back out to the foyer to get a drink. And she said, don't worry about it. You can have some of mine. And I refused. And she didn't talk to me on the way home from the cinema. And she says, you wouldn't drink from my cup?
Oh, you wouldn't drink from her cup?
No, I wouldn't drink from my wife's... cup.
She wouldn't share a straw with her?
No.
You made babies with her and you wouldn't share a straw with her?
Did I? Yeah. So Lauren says I'm still the number one storyteller. I am, and this story, Lauren, I'm sure you have a man in your life. I'm sure you have a man in your life, Adrian. That was a stupid thing to say.
Stupid statement.
But would you sip from your wife's furry cup? Someone said furry cup.
Would I drink from a cup? Yeah, absolutely.
Would you drink from a furry cup?
Yeah.
Well, no, if I had fur on it, you wouldn't drink from it.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Do you share towels with her?
No.
Would you use the same towel?
No. We don't even share a bed. Very strange marriage. She got upset because...
You went out to the foyer to get a drink rather than drink...
And she says, Jeremy, when she calls me Jeremy...
You know you're in trouble. That's why I call you that every day.
Yeah. She said, Jeremy, you know, like we're married and we kiss and all that. Why won't you drink? I just can't drink from someone else's cup.
That is weird. Well, no, okay, someone else, a randomer or me or whatever, that's fine. This is your wife you're talking about.
Well, when we were on holidays a couple of weeks ago in Barcelona.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we were in Barcelona.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because that's the way they say it there, Barcelona.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You don't have to sound as ridiculous as the Spanish do.
Do you know why they say words like this?
Why?
Do you not know this? Come back to that in a sec. So to get back to why they say Barcelona. Yeah.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
What's on buttered popcorn?
Yeah, I know what it is.
So a couple of weeks ago when we were away on holidays in Barcelona.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that story first. The reason Spanish people say Barcelona is because the old leader of Spain had a lisp.
That's a true story,
this
is it?
It's a true story. The old leader of Spain, yeah?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Couldn't say Barcelona, he said Barcelona.
He couldn't say any of the places, so, you know.
So they invented a whole language because he...
But he was a dictator.
Yeah.
A dictator.
Franco was his name.
I think it could have been Franco, or maybe before Franco. And he made his population speak like him. And he said,
this story may or may not be true.
So when he was going places, they would interview him. They'd say, where are you going today, King? He said, I am going to Barcelona today to see the people. I'm going to a bullfight.
Oh, you're a fool.
That's actually a true story.
Can we get back to the popcorn?
Anyway, that's why Spanish people go...
So you were in Barcelona...
And when we arrived at the hotel, I realised I'd forgot my toothbrush.
Awful thing.
Nothing worse. And we were going out that evening. And we had a table booked in a lovely tapas restaurant. Yeah.
And you were going to get a toothbrush.
Sorry, tapas. Tapas. So we were going to go to the tapas restaurant, yeah, in Barcelona. And I said, I can't go for tapas until I get my toothbrush. Yeah.
Mm.
And she said, Jeremy, we're late for tapas. Yeah. Just use my toothpaste. And use my toothbrush. And I refused to use her toothbrush.
So you wouldn't sip from her drink. You wouldn't use a toothbrush.
There's a lot of things I'll do for love, like meatloaf.
But I won't do that.
Yeah, I'll do anything for love, but I won't sip my wife's cup. I'm sorry, I cannot drink from my wife's cup. Because the rim.
No, you're a weirdo.
But I refused. So we were late for the tapas because I had to go out.
To get a toothbrush.
And by the way, you would think in Spain, yeah? That toothbrushes are easy things to buy in shops.
But they're not.
But they're not. Sorry, by the way, if you have a lisp...
Spain is the place to be.
No, well, yes, it is. But no, no offence spared. I'm not slagging you, but I'm saying that's the way Spanish people... And Spanish people don't call Spain, Spain.
España.
No, when you ask a... So my mum has Spanish students, as you know.
Yeah, yeah.
15 of them in the house at the moment.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's overpopulation.
Overpopulation. When you ask a Spanish person in English what country they're from, they don't say Spain.
What do they say?
Spain.
Spain.
They say Spain. Have you not
noticed?
Why
do they say that?
I don't know why they say that. Every Spanish person, when you're speaking to them in English, yeah? So you say you meet...
Juan.
Well, they're not all called Juan. Consuela.
Consuela, yeah. Okay, so where are you from?
Where are you from? They go, ah, I am from Spain. Everybody, if you know someone Spanish, ring them after this podcast and ask them where they're from, and they can say Spain. They go, it's Spain. So we were late for the tapas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever eaten a cold tortilla española.
You stop talking like that, you're doing my head in.
We were late for the tapas because I had to go get a toothbrush because I wouldn't. Would you use your wife's toothbrush?
Yeah, it would have been an emergency. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I find that you're a dirty man.
You made babies with the woman.
You haven't
or
made babies.
Or did you? Or
you
did
haven't
you?
Made that's, babies since
that
the
That is
70s.
The question. Did
so
you?
What are you questioning?
Did you really? Now, can we just go back to the butter on the popcorn? Before we finish up, what sort of butter is used on popcorn? When I Googled it, I found out that the best
it's
type
not
of butter...
But it's not butter.
It's ghee.
I knew this.
Now look, clarified butter, and then in brackets, ghee, is the best type of butter for popcorn.
Really?
Because it removes the water and milk solids found in regular butter.
It's like a 15-year-old in school. Hey, teacher, I said ghee.
That's apparently the best butter for popcorn.
So are you saying that the butter, by the way, ghee is very tasty.
It is lovely, yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
And the one thing, though, about ghee is that ghee leaves a stain called ghee stain.
Right, if it gets on your clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, it's for that reason that cinemas stopped using ghee, because what would happen is...
So what do they use now?
Oh, no, well, some still do. It's very rare that you can get butter in a cinema. But they covered it because they were having to spend... Do you know how difficult it is to get ghee out of a seat?
No.
But it can't be done with a normal, like, Brillo pad. You have to get special cleaners in.
Cleaners?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Good afternoon to you.
What are you slagging him for?
What? Good afternoon to you.
Who's that?
Hello, Mary. How are you? Joe Duffy.
Joe Duffy.
Yep.
The recently retired Joe Duffy.
Recently retired Joe Duffy.
Anyway, how
it happened 10 years ago, Joe.
What?
Let the new... I don't think... Old people shouldn't be allowed to keep jobs.
Old... Say that again!
Old people should not be allowed to keep jobs. They should make way for... I hate these people that work past retirement. What sort of fool... Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what. Here's a rant. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to rant.
Is that on?
It certainly is.
Are people's ears pricked up? Are people's ears pricked up?
Go on.
Prick up your ears.
Go on.
Buy us a coffee.
Yeah, okay.
I need coffee today.
Yeah, you probably do.
Will you buy us a cup of coffee?
I'll buy you coffee on the way out, yeah.
Everybody's ears pricked up.
What are you saying about old people shouldn't be working?
By the way, you can come in before that. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I know that, yeah.
I'm saying that old people, I hate people that work past their retirement age. It's selfish. Pat Kenny, you listening?
What's wrong with Pat?
No, I love Pat. Pat is the... I know Pat very well, actually, myself, my wife and his wife.
Can I just tell you, he walks the opposite direction when you walk into a room.
So what?
He actually walks the opposite direction.
What do you mean?
He sees you walking into a building, yeah?
Yeah.
He literally turns on his heels and walks the other way.
No, myself and Sue, who's my wife, and Kathy, who's... we're on first term basis. And Kathy and Pat, the four of us, regularly go out for tapas. We were in, last week, we were in Lola's, the Tapas. Or what's it called? Those
can I just tell you?
Probably get the name of the restaurant. What's it called?
Pat would be dead with you.
Tapas de Lola. Myself and Pat and Kathy and Sue were in Tapas de Lola there last week. Pat, you're a lovely fella. It's time to go. Make way for you. Make way for younger people.
You won't be saying that when it comes to your retirement and you still have 10 kids hanging out with you.
I don't have 10 kids. You know the kind of people who won't retire. You know what they remind me of.
What?
And we all, every single one of you, I know a lot of you don't work for a living, and I'm sorry to hear that, but those of you who do work for a living, yeah, you all, and I'd love to name someone that I used to work with that was like this. I might.
Yeah, go on.
Might. Although he'd give me a little pat on the back.
Well, you get on with it.
No, he'd give me a pat on the back if I mention him.
Why?
Ah, he would.
Go on.
No, no, I can't. But he will give me a pat on the back if I do mention him. Anyway, we've all worked with or work with someone who's a job's worth.
Ah, I get you now. Yeah. I get you now. I'll give you a pat on the back for that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very good.
I wasn't talking about you. I know
who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
We all work with or have worked with someone. You all know, guys, someone who is a job's worth. And these are the kind of people that when the boss asks on Friday evening, I need somebody to stay back
and work for the whole weekend, free of charge.
Yeah. Ashling's after ringing in sick.
Yep.
We need someone to stay
back. Pick me.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Go fuck you. I love to work Saturdays. Can I tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen?
Sorry, what has this, any of this got to do with people retiring?
They're the same type of people.
No. So you're saying Pat Kenny is a pick me.
What age is Joe Duffy? 80?
No, Joe retired at retirement age.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Is he only 65?
Yeah.
Jesus, Joe, you've aged terribly.
You wouldn't say that to his face.
Of course I would. You've aged like a cheap wine. You've aged like a bottle. Give me your name for cheap wine. Dada.
Dada?
Is Dada cheap wine?
I don't know what Dada even is.
I thought you were an expert on all things alcoholic.
Not an expert. I just drink all things alcoholic.
Dada.
That doesn't make me an expert.
Have you never heard of Dada?
No.
It's like
Dada wine.
It's the best-selling wine in Ireland.
It's the best-selling wine in Ireland. You just made that up out of nowhere.
It has a very warm fragrance.
Here, it's only a tenner.
That's what I mean. But it's cheap. They do a chocolate-flavoured Dada as well.
Who would drink chocolate-flavoured anything?
Oh, I know people. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Joe Duffy is aged like a bottle of Dada that's been left open in the sun. My point is, okay, so did Joe finish at 65? Then I take it back. Okay, no. Joe, you're the man. Okay.
You're the man, yeah.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Thank you very much, very much.
But Pat Kenny is 77.
Fuck off, Pat.
Oh, really? Wouldn't say that to his face.
Obviously, but by the way, can I just fill you all in on something about Pat Kenny that a lot of you may not know?
What?
Something that, an inside bit of information, because I worked closely with Pat and I know Cathy, of course, and the girls as well.
He sat beside them in the theatre once. Go on, I know the girls very well.
Pat,
what's their names?
Pat, I know the names. I'm not GDPR, I'm not going to say that. Pat is the nicest smelling man in radio and the media. The man wears, can I say what he wears?
Why do you know what he wears?
Oh, yeah, because I asked
him. Who knows what cologne somebody wears?
We used to share the lift every morning.
And you'd say, Pat, give us a whiff of your neck there.
No, I did on the first day. And he said, Jeremy.
Get away from me. Very inappropriate.
Don't think that's appropriate. And he wears Tom Ford.
Oh, yeah, very good, yeah.
Which is a nice, it's a nice.
It is a nice.
Has a lovely aroma to it.
Yeah.
The only thing Adrian smells of is Dada.
Dada? I've never even heard of it. How would I smell of it?
How have you never heard of Dada? Where do you buy your wine?
I don't really buy a lot of wine.
Why don't you go to Malloy's? Malloy's do Dada, okay? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Adrian. Ron.
Yeah.
Now, The Do Ron, got onto us, and you need to get your facts. Here's the thing, Ron. Adrian doesn't deal with facts. He's, you know, because he's paid for by the government, so he just comes up with stuff. Ron says...
Yeah, go on.
...that Joe was 70, not 65.
Oh, really?
Oh,
69 years.
It's a bit sad that you
actually know his age. He's 69. But he didn't hang along, and he was a freelancer anyway. He wasn't staff member, so he could.
Nobody cares. Anyway, Joe should have gone a long time ago to let the new blood in, the fresh blood. That's all I'm saying. Is that old people?
So you would walk into News Talk. In fact, we'll be in Pat's company at a soiree on Friday, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to walk over to Pat Kenny on Friday. Pat, would you ever fuck off?
Hang on. Cathy's ringing. Cathy.
You leave my Pat alone.
Hey, Cats. How are you? Yes, I'd love a bottle of Tom Ford for Christmas. Yeah, we're still coming around to your house for Christmas dinner. Dauphinois potatoes. Yeah.
Cathy, you said Pat's to fuck off.
No, I didn't say that. So,
Cathy, he wants rid of him.
Bye, Cass. Bye. Yeah. Anyway, Pat is the nicest smelling man.
We're attending a soiree on Friday, yeah? And Pat Kenny will actually be there. Are you going to walk over to Pat and say, you've outsold your sell-by date, now piss off out of News Talk?
But he has. It's like if Pat was a carton of milk.
Are you going to say it to his... He'll have the opportunity.
Depends which drink I've had on me. Like, you know I need Dutch courage. I'm a brave man.
You know Dutch courage sitting here.
I am a brave man behind the microphone.
A keyboard. A microphone warrior.
A microphone warrior, that's me. Oh, no.
When Pat comes waddling over to you on Friday, you're just going to say, how are you, Pat? High five.
Bend over, Pat. That's what I'd be saying to you. Bend over, Pat. I'm your man. My point is, yeah, is that there's lots of young, upcoming people in the industry, yeah, that could fill his slot. I said, make way
There's nobody as good as Pat Kenny.
No,
brilliant.
He is. He's the best broadcaster.
Absolutely
best. You know our listeners will hate you for that.
Don't care.
He pushed the vaccine. Did you know that, Adrian? He pushed the vaccine.
I still think he's one of the best broadcasters in the country.
He is. You could learn a lot from him. In fact,
I do. I sit there in awe of anytime I'm working a news talk, I just sit there like that looking at him.
True story. Once myself and Adrian were in a broadcasting, it's for the next thing, we were in a broadcasting meeting, and the person who was coaching Adrian on how to be a better broadcaster.
Who was coaching me?
Ah, your man was coaching you. He literally played a clip of Pat Kenny and said, Adrian, I need you to sound more like him. You're a stuttering mess. isn't that what he said to you? Was it, you're a stuttering mess?
A stuttering mess. No, nobody actually ever said that to me, that I'm a stuttering mess.
Anyway. Oh, I'm saying it. Anyway, getting back to Pat, lovely smelling man, should have retired a long time ago. Lots of people waiting in the... It's like, you know who Pat reminds me of? Sorry, Cathy's ringing me again. I had to put it on silent. Cathy's ringing me again. You know who Pat reminds me of?
Who?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo's 40, not 77. No.
But Cristiano Ronaldo should have retired from football a lot. He's shite now. Have you seen Cristiano Ronaldo?
No, who cares? He's getting paid a fortune.
Cristi Ronnie.
So is Pat.
No, but I'm just saying, he's past the sell-by date, yeah?
So you're telling me then at 65, that's
it. Have you ever watched Cristiano Ronaldo playing? Who does he play for? Portugal. Portugal.
Yeah, and somewhere in Saudi Arabia. Yeah.
But have you ever seen Cristiano Ronaldo when he's playing for Portugal and the manager calls him off the pitch to make a substitution? He goes absolutely mad. That's Pat.
That's Pat.
Yeah. So someone probably went to Pat, like, when he turned 65, yeah? And said, Pat, your time is up. Would you not go and retire and do a bit of gardening? Because he's a lovely gardener. I've had many a barbecue with Cathy and Pat and the girls out in the barbecue.
What are the girls' names?
I can't say. It's GDPR.
No, you can.
I don't. I can't. No. That's an invasion of privacy, that
but
is.
You don't know their names. That's the thing.
Sorry, I know. Yes, I do know their names.
What's their names?
It doesn't matter. Anyway.
It actually does matter. What are their names?
But you don't want me to say, do you? One is actually called Nicole.
Right.
No, that's actually true. Yeah. How could I possibly know that? Am I Googling
it? It's on my screen here.
Yeah, I can't see your man. Screen.
Anyway.
Alison?
No, not
Audrey.
No, not Audrey.
Abigail.
Abigail, yeah. Yeah, that's Abigail, yeah.
Anyway, he smells absolutely lovely.
Christina and Nicole. There's no GDPR there. It's like in the public.
I think you've just broken the GDPR.
In the public realm.
The GDPR rolls. Anyway, retire at 65. Everybody should retire at 65. Would you agree? Do you think I'm going to be still here...
I'm telling you, you will be because
talking to absolute lickers when I'm 65.
Yeah, you will be because you'll have no choice.
Why?
Do I have to go into detail?
Yeah, go into detail. Yeah,
go into detail.
Yeah, go on, go into detail.
So you're going to have a 15-year-old and you're not going to be earning any money.
I have to do the maths on this. Hang on. So hang on, what?
Retirement age, you'll have a 15-year-old and you won't be earning any money. There you go. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody.
All I'm saying is, when I get older and I'm losing my hair,
that happened years ago,
many years from now.
Yeah.
Will you still need me?
Will I still love you?
Yeah.
No.
When I'm 64. No.
65 is retirement age.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
There are going to be arguments.
Why are you little? Why are you little?
What do you want?
Only Homer does that to Bart. Why are you little? He squeezes the neck.
1990 is on the phone looking for you.
No, it's still. Sorry, me and my kids watch The Simpsons every night.
Have they not changed their routine?
The 1990s on the phone. How can a year make a phone call? How can 1990?
It just. But that's when The Simpsons was invented. Are you telling me?
It was 1989.
Are you telling me
that the first episode of The Simpsons was 1989?
Okay, 1989 is on the phone.
And
for
it
you.
Was because I'm a big Simpsons. It was a Christmas episode. And it's where they got the dog. What's the dog called?
No, you're so wrong. You don't know where The Simpsons came from then.
The Tracy Ullman Show.
Yeah.
No, but the proper, its own episode was 1989 and it was a Christmas episode and they got their dog. What was the dog called?
Santa's Little Helper.
Santa's Little Helper.
And he's been around ever since.
But is that the same?
The dog not dead yet.
But why is Bart the same age? Why have none of them age?
I don't get that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Well, no, they couldn't. Like, remember the TV show Two and a Half Men?
Yes.
I used to love Two and a Half Men, but when
Jake started getting older,
when Jake like
grew a beard,
who hit puberty, and he was like,
"I'm in the army
now."
It
was no longer Two and a Half Men; it was Three Men, and it just it was shite. But in The Simpsons, they don't age. Like Maggie is still on a pacifier.
Yeah, after all these years, yeah. You think she'd have given it up by now?
Oh no, you haven't met my kids. Oh,
why do you give your kids soothers?
Pacifiers in their house, we call them.
They're actually soothers. I remember you on an episode of our old show.
I remember the Indian.
Do you want me to find it, actually?
No, you always go on about the old show.
I do.
Just
because there was one time, there was a time in your life when you were a complete prick.
You're a very bitter man. You'll never
get... there's no bitterness here.
You always look back. Look forward in your life, Kennedy. What? Look forward in your life.
So at what point?
Can I just tell you, if you keep looking back in life, you're going to crash into a lamppost.
Sorry?
You're going to crash into a lamppost. Look forward. Look forward. Here's where, by the way, we have a database of all the topics we've ever done.
Literally ever.
On how many shows have we been on now? Four?
I just want to quote precisely what you said. Okay. This was in 2015, 10 years ago.
2015, yep.
And it says, Jeremy says, this is the topic that we had on our show.
So give me the date.
The 19th of October, 2015, to be precise. Yeah.
Hang on a second. You're going to pull something up from 2015.
I just want to quote what it says.
10 years ago.
Let me.
And you're going to use that as a yardstick
to beat you with.
To beat me with.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm all good for that. Yeah.
Jeremy says parents who allow soothers are lazy parents. Your exact words. 10 years ago, and now as soon as
I remember that topic, there was
issues.
Remember Katie? Doing the phones for us at a time, and she was. She put through a lot of angry mothers.
Yes.
Do you remember?
So,
now
you shove a soother into your 22-year-old daughter's gob to shut her up.
Yeah.
What changed?
Three kids, Adrian. When you have one kid, that's a little shit, yeah?
Yeah.
You can control. But we are literally like that TV show which I used to love, Outnumbered. Remember Outnumbered?
Yeah.
So we are that family now. We are living in a house.
So you give your kids soothers.
Where can I watch that? I want to start watching that again. That was great.
You give your kids soothers and...
Monster Munch for dinner sometimes. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Monster Munch. iPads.
They're called Mighty Munch now, by the way.
Yeah, they are. iPads just to shut them up.
Fucking... we have the iPads constantly on charge in case the battery runs out. Constantly on charge, yeah? Keep going. Come on, tell me more. Hit me. I can take it. Yes, I've changed.
The point I'm trying to make is there was a time in your life that you were such a judgmental prick.
What?
You were a judgmental prick.
Oh, no, I'm still a judgmental prick. Yeah.
But you just changed your attitude to certain things.
Yes. And the old expression, Aidan. That you'd be very aware of, Aidan, is...
Why are you calling me Aidan when my name is clearly Adrian?
If you want to know me, walk in my shoes.
Want to know me, come live with me.
No, that's a completely different expression.
If you want to know me, come walk in my shoes. Your shoes are huge, jokes.
Size 11s, baby.
Yeah.
No, what's the expression?
If you want to know me, come live with me.
No,
that is the expression.
That's not the expression.
It absolutely is.
Try walking in my shoes for an hour. Is that what it is? That sounds stupid.
Yeah.
What?
If you want to know me, come live with me.
No, that's the expression about... No. Does anybody know what the expression is about... you know when people say, you know when you have an argument? Remember they used to say on an air show all the time, you don't even know me!
That's what they used to all say, yeah.
Like, remember McGregor's sister's rant? The nick of you! You don't know my life! You don't know what I go through! You don't know my life! My point is,
I forgot about that.
Jesus Christ! But the point
is, she sounded exactly like her there.
She's a lovely woman, but won't have a bad word said about her. The point is, Aidan, is
why
that
in God's name are you calling me Aidan when you know bloody well my name is Adrian?
You said,
20
years ago on the podcast, just pulled it up, yeah, that if you got divorced, you'd never get married a second time. Hello,
you don't even know me. You don't know why I got married again! Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to...
You also said 20 years ago you never give up cigarettes.
No, I did, and now I'm a non-smoker.
Sorry, the expression. Thank you, Angela. Why is it in Irish?
Angela Nolan.
Yeah, Angela Nolan. Try walking a mile in my shoes. Well, try and do it. Hang on a second.
You try walking a mile in my shoes! You sound uncannily like her.
Are you turned on?
No, thank you.
I like an angry woman, Aidan. I like an angry woman.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's why I like Angela.
And welcome. Why?
That's why I like
she's always angry.
But she's a bit more passive aggressive. Angela would never show. She's more passive aggressive, isn't she? And,
what are you doing?
I'm having a bicky. I can't go for 2 hours talking without you. Can you get some... By the way, just a little insight into...
Are you going to talk about our fridge again that you've spoken about before?
I've never mentioned the fridge before.
You did last week.
I literally didn't know online I did, but I didn't mention it on the show.
You have to make that noise while you're eating?
I'm masticating.
It's disgusting.
In our studio here, Plush Studios of Opinions Matter, Ink. Ink. It's like the tower in the Avengers movie. We're like Tony Stark. We're up the top of this huge...
We're in the Sands Hotel.
We have a lovely fridge in the corner. And Aiden's about to go out and get me a...
Aiden's not moving anywhere.
Ah, come on.
No.
I can't do the show without...
Stop calling me Aiden.
I'm not doing the show without... A lot of people are triggered by the fact that I'm eating three shortcakes.
Yeah.
Why are they frowned upon?
They are the most vile biscuits in the world.
Really? Yeah. Why?
They're just disgusting. Why? They should never have been invented.
Well, they weren't invented.
But here, you don't like scones with raisins in them.
So I got these biscuits, ladies and gentlemen.
The noise of you eating is disgusting.
I'm a very noisy eater. I'm a very noisy lover as well. When I'm making love, yeah?
I don't want to know.
I've often shouted, Geronimo! You don't even know me! You don't know my life!
Will you stop making that fucking noise as you're eating?
Can I tell you the options that were on the plate? So the lovely girl behind the bar, I don't know her name. It's very awkward every time we talk.
Why don't you just ask her?
Oh, it's very awkward to ask her name. Isn't it?
No, just say, I've forgotten your name. What's your name?
No. That makes you sound like superior. I don't even know your name. What's your name, young lady? No. That's not my style.
So instead you're going to go through life not knowing the young one's name behind the bar.
That's your style. You do that. Sorry, tell me your name, Miss Little, Miss Unimportant. Anyway, the only thing she had on the plate down there were packets of fruit shortcake.
You're not to have another one.
Well, then give me a drink or I'll have another one.
No, I'm not getting you a drink either.
Fruit shortcake or those working class biscuits.
What are working class biscuits?
The rectangle ones with the cream in between them. What are they called?
Oh, custard creams.
Custard
creams. Oh, my favourite biscuit.
Pavo biscuits.
No.
Au contraire. Pavo biscuits.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
No, anyway.
Can we get a drink?
No, yeah, but there's the fridge over there in the corner.
Another biggie.
Stop it. They're disgusting. Come on. I need you to focus.
If you haven't tried these, I can't focus on an empty stomach, Aiden. You've told you that before.
If you call me Aiden one more time, I'm going to jump over that desk and I'm going to knock seven shades of shite out of you.
I think we all know, even the listeners here, yeah?
What?
That if there was a physical fight between yourself and
I will knock seven shades of shite out of you.
Is there anybody listening to this podcast now that thinks you could beat me in a fight? Anybody? By your missus. And I don't think even she would agree to that.
Oh, she's not listening today.
Oh, that's okay.
And by the way, you've no right to offend custard creams. They're
council estate biscuits.
No, they are not.
Oh, well. In fact, when you drive into Darndale...
How would you know what they are if you've never had one?
I mean, I know what a blowjob is and I've never had one.
Have you not?
I've never given one, like. But I have a fair idea. When you drive into Darndale, yeah? If you try going shopping in the local shop in Darndale, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it called? Cost Cutters or something, yeah? They won't have custard creams.
Yes, they do.
No, I don't, because they've all been bought. No. All been bought.
Sean says Adrian would batter you. Yeah, I'd batter you.
He actually wouldn't.
No, because I'd be a dirty fighter.
Mm.
Yeah.
No.
Are you finished making that disgusting noise?
I'm going to have a drink down there.
Just listen to the noise. Listen.
I'm very noisy. I mean,
By the way, all our listeners think I'd knock seven shades of shite out of you.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.